journal de Patience Wingo. Good morning, Patience.
Good morning, Steve. In the headlines, a national training for volunteers of the National Civic Service begins today for about 850 youths selected from all 10 regions of the country. Today, June 18, is being commemorated as the International Day for the Countering of Hate Speech. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. As you heard in our headlines, today is the day of the International Day for Countering Hate Speech, and this year the event is pegged on the theme, The Power of Youth for Countering and Addressing Hate Speech. In the following excerpt of an interview, Ngo Henry Leong caught up with Desmond Gala of Defy Hate Now, and he comes back to some of the events his association has planned for this year and what they've been doing to counter hate speech, especially on different social media platforms. Take a listen.
Defy Hate Now is an initiative of Oroch Agency for Open Cultures and Critical Transformation. It has as main goal to counter online incitement to violence, and one of the forms of online incitement to violence is hate speech. We're looking also at countering missing disinformation which arrive in our communities. We're looking at strengthening voices of primarily youth and media-led organizations and individuals so they can counter hate speech. So Defy Hate Now, in its essence, is from an online to an offline space and vice versa. We're looking for solutions. In Cameroon, different organizations have different things they're going to be doing, but at the Defy Hate Now initiative and throughout our partners, we have already started it. This year, Defy Hate Now has decided to introduce something we always do every year. We call it the Peace Jam. The Peace Jam is an event where we are asking everyone else to jam for peace, to take engagements to fight hate speech and not to be a propagator of hate speech, to take engagement to respect people despite their different backgrounds. So this year, we are calling on everyone to join us. We will be doing an online event, which will start at 2 p.m. Cameroon time and flow for the next 2 to 3 hours. We're connecting almost the whole of Africa because we have people joining from West Africa, people joining from Eastern Africa, and parts of some countries that will be joining also from Southern Africa. And the theme we at Defy Hate Now have chosen this year is inclusive peace, strengthening the ability in peace building. But the UN always have an overall theme that is investing the power of young people to counter hate speech. We also this year are going to be having offline events. So we have colleagues deployed in Marwa and some of them already in Boya, some in Bamenda and some in Douala. And nationally, we will be reminding ourselves that, yes, there is need to continue to fight against hate speech.
We're listening there to Desmond Gala. And in the following excerpt of an interview of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, granted the CRTV via Cameroon Calling some time back, he comes back to what government is doing to discourage violent extremism among youth.
It's the responsibility of other young people to be peer educators and call upon those who are enrolled in violent extremism to come back and participate in the development of the country, and particularly seize the opportunities put in place by the government through different programs like the 3-year special youth plan, on which the head of this come back again saying that the results are really encouraging, and there is a part, a quota in that 3-year special youth plan for the young people of the Northwest, Southwest, and far north who are in the DDR centers. So it means that they should join the DDR center so that they can benefit from that quota in the 3-year special youth plan.
That was the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, talking there. This press release, the General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation and Development, Mr. Tausi, informs the public that the training of volunteers of the National Civic Service for the 2024 financial year will begin this Tuesday, June 18, 2024. The exercise, which corresponds with the volunteering training period of the Civic Service, concerns 850 young people selected under the supervision of governors of the 10 regions and distributed as follows: 300 young people in the 6 Civic Service centers, 550 young people in the 11 pioneer production villages. Furthermore, the General Manager invites the selected young people to be committed during this training, which will allow them to acquire civic and citizenship skills necessary to constitute the human capital required for the construction of an exemplary republic essential for the emergence of Cameroon by the year 2035, as cherished by the President of the Republic, Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo, today visits the construction site of the new campus of the Combined Services Military Academy, EMIA. The minister will be accompanied by some of his closest collaborators during the exercise. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, will preside over the signing ceremony of a partnership agreement between the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries and the Commercial Bank of Cameroon for the implementation of the Livestock and Fish Farming Value Chain Development Fund. The ceremony to take place today, June 18, 2024, at the Hilton Hotel will be followed by the official handing over of a document on the National Development Plan for the dairy sector with the support of GIZ. The conference room of L'Immeuble de l'Emergence in Yaoundé will play host to a workshop dedicated to the presentation of the 2023 statistical data on small and medium-sized enterprises, social economy and handicrafts for Cameroon. The event, billed for 10 a.m., will be chaired by Minister Achille Basilikin III. The Acting Minister of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Fu Callistus Gentry, is today expected to hold talks with a delegation from Jindal Group. This will be during an audience which he will grant a delegation of the group led by the Director General at 9 a.m. in Yaoundé. The minister delegates, or let's say the conference room of the... No, the Yaoundé City Mayor, Luke Mesia Tangana, will, from 9:30 a.m., launch rehabilitation works on the stretch of road between the 2D Markets Junction and Total Yannick Noir in Yaoundé. This will be in the presence of engineers of the company to be in charge of construction works. And that brings us to the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.